Okay, so we are on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We are 11 lines in the bottom. We'll just start from where we kind of finished off in the middle of a sentence last time. So the Gemara says like this: V'savar of Yochanan Shum Bizman Zed Daraisa. Is it true that Yochanan holds that Shuma today, right, that Adab Beis Amidosh is still Daraisa, is a Torah commandment still? So Hatana, we have a brace that says as follows: Shtei kupos achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Two bins, one that has produce that is chulin, that's just regular stuff, and one that's full of truma. But if neyam shtei sa'in achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, and there are two other bins which are a sa'am amount each, also one of chulin, one of truma. V'naflu idu b'sochelu, and they fall one into the other. Right, and we don't know which one fell into which. So we don't know if the chulin just mixed with chulin, or if the chulin and shumba mixed together. So the halacha is, harei elu mutarin. They are all of the stuff is permissible. Why? Shani omer, truma lasoch truma nafla, v'chulin besoch chulin nafla. Because I'll say, must be that I guess one of them we know, the bin says, truma on it, one says chulin on it. And then the other ones fell in. We don't know where they fell into. So the one that said chulin, we assume remains chulin. The one that remains truma, we assume remains truma. Why? Because we assume that's what happened. Truma fell into truma, chulin fell into chulin. Okay. V'am Reish Lakish, v'hu shirabu chulin ala truma. And Reish Lakish says, well, that's only true if there's more chulin, right, than truma in general. Okay. V'yochan amar, afi b'shalo rabu chulin ala truma. Yochan says, even if you don't have rov chulin. Why? Okay. Fine. So that's what they say, and everyone agrees that in this case that all the food remains mutter, but Reish Lakish says only if there's rov chulin from truma, and Reb Yochanan says no, even if there's not rov chulin. Okay, so Bishlam al Reish Lakish, I understand according to Reish Lakish, kasavar b'der abana nami rebu Yehuda ba'inan, right? Meaning I understand Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is saying even if truma b'zmana zeh is der abana. Right, even if it's derabanan, and still he says, "Look, I can't have bittul take place with less than rov. I can't have less than a majority." Right? You're not gonna say, oh, it's only derabanan. So if it's its assumption is for the most part either it's 50-50 or rov. Right? But the point being that Reish Lakish says, even when you're dealing with something derabanan, assuming truma bizman hazeh is derabanan, okay, so. I understand that it's only there bottom, but I still did at least 50.001% more chulin than truma. Fine, but however, Eli Yochanan Kasha, according to Yochanan, right? How's it going to make any sense, right? If Yochanan, by the way, said it doesn't even have to be rov. So if Yochanan really holds that truma is manazeh is deraisa, right? So he's going to say in a situation of a suffix. That the raisa truma is mixed in and maybe mixed into the chul and then it gets nullified. Well, it gets nullified even with that rov and just 50-50, and he assumes it's the raisa. That's very difficult to understand. All right, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, first of all, just if you notice about five lines to the bottom, v'hu shirabu chulin. Right, Rashi says only if there's more chulin shibekupas chulin, meaning. If you're talking again when the chulin's being mixed in with truma, that there's more chulin in that case. Ala truma shabisa truma, meaning the chulin box, right, had more than that. The box you knew about, the two boxes, your truma and chulin, and then you have this other sa'a, right? So you have to assume that there's more chulin in that box.
In the box versus the
sa'a. Yes, versus the sa'a. Right, exactly. Hilkach talinan b'sha'ani omer, and that's what you can use this phrase. We're going to see this come up over and over again. That I can say, right, chulin l'sol chulin naflu. We can assume that the chulin came with the chulin, right? The inami have ibcha v'nafla se'at shuma bekubas chulin balabru. Because I can say it was probably chulin to chulin, and even if it wasn't, and even if it wasn't, even if the shuma fell into chulin, there's more chulin than the shuma anyways, right? So even worst case scenario, you had rov at least. And Yochanan says, "Af bishalor rabu de samchin nasha ani omer." Yochanan says, "Even without the rov, I can just say, look, I can assume that the chulin fell into chulin, and even if the chulin was going to fall into truma, there wouldn't be rov. Okay, inside the truma fell into chulin, there wasn't be rov. Still not worried. Fine. But and Rashi answers, El Rav Yochanan Kasha, the mitalin and lakulo be isid deraisa. How can you say it's an isid deraisa and you're being so makel? What's going on here?" So Gemara explains as follows. Okay, so no, how many rabbanani? Now, who is this whole conversation about? This is the Rabbanan. Ba'ana da Amrei k'Rav Yosi. But we're talking here like Rav Yosi, right? Because again, if you remember, the whole conversation with Yochanan Rish Lakish was the question of, does an androgynous who marries somebody, right, an androgynous Kohen, allow that person, that woman, now to eat truma? And that was the question there. They were talking about a suffix, right? Suffix, androgynous is suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. Does that androgynous allow the person that the androgynous marries, the woman, allow her to eat truma or not? So, but the point being is, so we're talking here according to the Rabbanan, but I hold, he says, like Rabbi Yossi, Desanya, B'seder Olam, Asher Yashu Avosecha V'Rishta, Yerusha Rishona Ushnia Yeshlehen, Ushlishis Einlehen. Right, because in Seder Olam it says that the Pasuk here refers to, right, Yerusha, meaning the time of Am Yisrael going to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Yashu Avosecha V'Rishta, right, that the land that your fathers inherited, and they inherited it. Why say it twice, right? And the reason to say it saying twice is because the first and second time Am Yisrael came in, so they were still. Rashi, look at how Rashi explains it. Rabbi Yosi, the Hamas Nisan, Rabbi Yosi Ka'amar, right? The Mishnah we talked about was Rabbi Yosi, right? Kamala androgynous Kohen, etc. That case. Uladidei Amina Af Me Af Ma'achila B'Chazei V'Shok. Right. In that case, he was of the opinion that even, right, this androgynous Kohen can allow the woman he marries to eat chazeh and shok, which are daraisa, if you remember, right? Those are daraisa things, because it only comes from a korban. That whole conversation, when we said that Rav Yosi hold, that we're talking about eating chazeh and shok, that's all according to Rav Yosi, right? He holds that shum is mazen daraisa, right? And what's going on here? Yerusha Rishona, Vimei Yoshua. Have Yerusha, right? So when Yeshua ben Nun came into the land and he led the Am Yisrael, that was Yerusha. V'chein Shnia, Dimei Ezra, Dikishagalu, Galus Rishona, Batla Kedushas Haaretz, right? Meaning that the first time they came in, they had to really make a real Yerusha and make Kedushas Haaretz. The second time they came in, they also had to make a new Kedushas Haaretz, because when they were kicked out the first time, the Kedusha of the land became Batel. And the second time they came, they had to again reconsecrate the land in that sense. However, Shlishis in Lem, Klomar, Lo Baila Mehadar Umirsa, the Yerusha Medici, right? When they came the third time already, right, there was no longer any, meaning Asher Yarshu of Asecha Virishta, meaning each time you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, the first time, the second time, you're going to have to inherit it and give it that status. But the third time already, it's not necessary, right? Why? Because once it came to the second time they came to Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha stayed, right? So the point being that the Kedusha remains forever. And that's why, even Bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash, we still assume that Truma is the Reis of Bizman. That's the Jerusha that the Seder Olam says. And V'am Rav Yochanan, we're now going back to the Gemara, V'am Rav Yochanan, Man Tana, Seder Olam, Rav Yosi. Right? Meaning, and Rav Yosi is one who holds that way. Meaning, so the whole conversation, you're asking about Rav Yochanan, how could he hold Babi? He holds Truma as the Reis, this whole story with the Truma and the Chulin. And I say, no. Yeah, that story is according to the Rabbanan. Right, but this Bryce you just quoted me, over here, that's according to Rabbanan. But the conversation about Chum Bizman said Daraisa, that's just according to Rabbi Yosi, right? And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi, right? But he's just he had that conversation according to Rabbi Yosi, but in a Hanami. But the truth is that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds a Chum Bizman says Rabbanan, and that's why in the case of the Truma and the Chulin, he's able to say, yeah, even without Rov, it's fine, because in that case he's talking within the Rabbanan who hold. Not like Rabbi Yosi, and they hold that Shuv Bizman is the Rabbanim. Is that compute? Yeah, okay. Fine, but the Gemara is not done. The Sar Rabbi Yochanan bid the Rabbanim lo ba'in ribuya. Really, Rabbi Yochanan holds. See, now you said no problem. Does the Rabbanim really? But does Rabbi Yosi really hold that the Rabbanim hold that you don't need rov? Right, even in the Rabbanim, you don't need rov. At least a majority in order to do bitul v'hatanan. What about the following Mishnah? Mikvah sheyesh bo arbayim sa michuvanos. Right, so what do you have? This is, if you're going to build a mikvah, you don't build it this way. This is a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa to the, right, exact. Right? So not a good idea, because all you need is a little bit out, and one person walks out of the mikvah and carries one of them, and you're finished. Right? But right, it's exactly 40 sa. And what happens? Nasan sa v'natal sa. So you had 40, Then you poured in. Let's assume that what you poured in was what my what that mikvah water. Mikvah water always has to be rainwater directly, right? And the type of water that's no good for the mikvah is called mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim is any water that was drawn somehow. So any you know any basically any water that's not directly rained into the mikvah. So if you have mayim she'uvim, water that was you know taken out of a well or put into a bucket in a sink and then dumped into the mikvah, that water is no good for the mikvah. However, again, you at this point you had exactly 40 sa anyways. So you had 40 sa anyways, and now you pour another sa into the mikvah. So now you have 41, right? So you have that one sa of mayim she'uvim becomes batel in the rest of the mikvah, and then you take out a sa of water, right? So now you have exactly 40 again, but exactly, and you need a full 40. But now what's the concern? You didn't necessarily take out exactly the mayim she'uvim. You took out, who knows what you took out, right? So nevertheless, kosher. It's fine. Right? For Amr Yehuda bar Shila, Amr Asi, Amr Yochanan, ad rubo. So they all say, including Rav Yochanan, that's until rov. Rov what? Rov of Arbayim Sa. Meaning you can take all the way up to, you know, as long as you're still, you know, 20, you know, whatever, 20.6, you know, so you're okay. No, that's not correct. 19 point, whatever it is. 20.1. So as long as 20.1, that's still the regular rainwater, so then you're okay. Right? Okay, so fine. So my lab the shtar rubo. And doesn't it mean to say, like I just said, that there's still rove left, right? 20.1 sa, that's still rainwater. In which case, and that's Rav Yochanan, meaning you need at least rov still, right? You still need rov, right? Mar says lo de lo nishkal rubo. No, what it means is you didn't take out rov, meaning you have at least 20 exactly, and that's why it's not about we said and if you don't need rov, it's that you just need exactly half. So Mar says that's not a problem. The case there when they say achin shtar rubo means you left rubo in the thing, right? You left at least you haven't taken out rov, and there's still at least half in there. Fine. Divais ema shani hacha de ikalam ema shani omer, right? Or maybe you answer that this case is different because I could say the phrase ani omer. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. One in the skinny lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. My love in ishtar rubo ad yutesa. Right, yacholasos kain. About tfei lo ba'inan, then you have a ruba make yishamim, right? Like we said, that as long as you have, you know, that you can only take out 19. So ama afagav the puzzle psul she'iva derabanan, right? Even though, again, this rule of mayim she'uvin, you know, that the water shouldn't be drawn water, that's only the derabanan in the first place. By ruba bekashis, you still need 20, you still need rov. Or says, no, lo, the lo nishka ruba, right? Ava al palga shapir yamim, right? As long as you have half, it's enough. Okay, that's what's fine. So Gemara's first answer was, no, as long as you leave half. Really, you need rov, right? If you want to rabbanin, you need rov still. Okay. If I had amar afa pisha lo rabu chulin, what was the case in the case of our case of the chulin and truma that Rav Yochanan said, even you don't have rov, just have half and half. Why was that? We should be talinan ashani omer. Right? What was the point in that case? That case was unique, right? Because what did you say there? You said, "Oh, I can tell you chulin so chulin naflu." Right? Ve'ein kan isra. Meaning, there's a scenario that exists in the chulin and truma case that is unique by that case, which is it's really possible that the chulin found the chulin, the truma found the truma. It's really possible, right? What's not possible here? Aval hacha lekel amemar shani omer ki agavna. You can't say, oh, no, it's possible. Maybe the mayim she'uvim was the water I took right out. Right? Maybe that's impossible. It's not even a scenario where you can make such an argument. But by the chulin and shuba case, yes, you want to make there's a double kula there, right? There's two things that help you in the chulin and shuba case, right? On the one hand, you can say we can say in this direction, right? On the one hand, you could say the chulin found the chulin, the truma found the truma. And even if it's not true, right, and this is what Rish Lakish was saying, even if it's not true, as long as I have rov chulin anyways, right, so then if it was really truma that fell in, so then I'm for sure good, right? So it's like two reasons to be meiko, right? So, but the shani omer was an extra help. It wasn't just the rov by itself. There was the shani omer also, right? So, but in this case, there's no Shani Yomer, because I can argue it was the Mayim She'uvin that was the sod that was taken out. That's impossible. You can't say such a thing. And that's why in this case, he's still, meaning you don't want to say, the answer is, it's not 50-50. It really is that you need to have Rov. But the reason you need Rov here is because you don't have also the Shani Yomer. And that's the difference in the two cases. Fine. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to come back to this issue of androgynous. Let's see. Tanan, androgynous no say, right? So the androgynous can get married, right? Androgynous is allowed to marry. And what's the implication? That means androgynous no say is a rash. Is Tanan androgynous no say lechachila? Right? He's allowed to, right? The androgynous is allowed to get married. And Alma, says Rashi, Zachar Ma'ayu. It sounds like he's really a full-fledged male. V'kash l'resh l'akish ta'amar ein machin b'chaz v'shok. And that's the kash l'resh l'akish who said, you know, yeah, they can eat truma. He can allow the woman he marries to eat truma, but not chaz and shok. Why not? He's a real zach. If he's mamish, if you say to him, who's going to be married today? You know, Mr. Androgynous and this other woman. So, and you make invitations and you can get married and there's no problem. So clearly the halacha is stating that he's 100% a man. So if you consider him 100% a man, why would anyone say, how can Reish Lakish say that he doesn't let the girl he marries eat chazeh b'shok? He's a regular Kohen, so he should be allowed to. So the fact that the language is no say, it seems, you know, really implies that he's a zachar 100%. Okay, so that's Gemara, no. Tani im nasa. It shouldn't say no say. It should say im nasa. Okay? The Gemara says, v'ha no say ketani, but it says no say, it doesn't say im nasa. So the Gemara says, "V'alit hamech, my aval lo nisa." Right, but the pasuk said, but the Mishnah also said, "If he doesn't, right? If he doesn't get married, right? Aval lo nisa. Lo nisa. It shouldn't be married to somebody else, right? You shouldn't get, you know, he shouldn't be married by someone. We're going to see what we know what that meant. But the point is that, the case was lo nisa. Shouldn't become married to someone else. So what's that? So elamai nisa di eved." No, say not midiyevet. So really, the whole thing is midiyevet, because you have one language that's lechachila, one language that's midiyevet. So clearly, it's really all midiyevet. Okay. So continues the Gemara. Amrei lo no se lechachila mashma. Aval lo nisa diyevet nami lo. Right. So I can say, you know, that no se is really lechachila, but lo nisa is even midiyevet. Meaning that I could argue, look at Rashi. No se nami dieved amre lo no se chila aval lo nisa dieved nami lo. Meaning all the makasha le l'resh lakish v'daika dikir of Yochanan. Meaning you could still argue that no se is that for himself to get married to a woman, that's fine, right? But lo nisa was what? That was having a man marry him, right? Meaning when the Mishnah said, that's what we read it the first time. Right? When the Mishnah says, no say, what does it mean? It means he can get married to a woman, right? Lo nisa means, right, because always in a kiddushin, the assumption is that the active participant is the man and the passive participant is the woman. That's how it works in the kiddushin, right? The man gives, harayat mekudesh asli, but the bazu, the man gives the ring to the woman, right? So no say means he can be the active participant, he can be the play the male part, right? And that works. But lo nisa meaning he can't be the female participant, even though, I shouldn't say he, the androgynous can't be a part, you know, the female participant, because androgynous, again, is, you know, suffix that is really a man. Okay. But the point is, no say is lechachila, but lo nisa is only, is that even b'dievet doesn't work. Right? So to play the male part, that we allow, lechachila. But to play the female side, that even b'dievet doesn't work. And that's the reason why you have the different languages, but still the lechachila language of no say still applies, in which case it's still a kasha and rich lakish. Okay. So continues the Gemara, Vaha mid the Katani Seifa, Rabbi Yezer Omer, androgynous, chayav and alav, skila kizachar, mechla tanakama savar, svuke misafkalei. Meaning the end of that line, end of that mission said that Rabbi Yezer held an androgynous, he gets skila just like a zachar. If he has some type of forbidden relationship, he's, together with an ashes ish or whatever, so he gets skila, right? Looks like a man. So what's the implication? The implication is that's only whenever you have a mission that says that opinion, then says, and this person says, right? So the implication is the original opinion didn't say that, right? Sounds like the Tanakhama was misubuk and really isn't sure, right? So it says, no, bein lamar, mivshat pshitale. No, everyone agrees that we know what the case is here. Okay, but ikbenayu skila mishne makomos. The Mar Savar Chayav and Love Skila Mishneh Makomos and Mar Savar Kizachar. I think Mar says no. Everyone agrees that he's treated like a man. The Shaila is, how is he treated, or how is the androgynous treated in terms of the way the androgynous has Tashmish? Meaning, do we treat the androgynous as a man only in terms of the androgynous has male and female genitalia? So does the androgynous treated like a man, meaning if he has relations only with his male genitalia, and that it's only going to get skila if he's the male counterpart here, basically? Or do we say no, that he could be that the androgynous can be chayv b'shnei mekomos, meaning if the androgynous would have relations based on its female parts, right, that it would also be chayv skila? So the point is, what's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, whether you're skila mishnei makomos? One holds chayv on skila mishnei makomos, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, he's kizachar, meaning he's only going to get punished if the androgynous, you know, has a forbidden relationship with his male genitalia. And that's what the machlokas is about. It's not about what his status is, right? It's just about whether the, you know, how he gets skila. But everyone agrees that really he is a zachar l'chol davar, at least at this point, and we'll stop here and we'll pick up.